This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Are you planning to get your regular flu vaccine this year? With COVID taking much of the attention, you might not have thought about whether you want to get the usual jab. The guys at TerryWhite Chemmart have done some research that suggests less of us are inclined to give it a go, although their chief pharmacist, Brenton Hart, says it's still important. Brenton, what are the risks specifically around influenza this year?
Oh, look, I think it's important that everyone knows that influenza is still out there in our communities, and it's certainly easily prevented with a safe and effective vaccine. Unfortunately, at TerryWhite Chemmart, we've just done some research and found that 37% of Australians in that younger age group, I guess, it depends what you define as younger, but 18 to 49-year-olds are not planning on getting the flu vaccine this year, which is kind of a big red flag for me as a pharmacist, because it's important that we do maintain our great track record with getting our flu vaccines every year.
Did you get much of an indication why there's so many people not considering the flu vaccine?
Unfortunately, we didn't get that in the study that we did. Personally, my opinion is I think, you know, last year was a quiet year for flu in the number of reports that we got, and that doesn't help this year, I think, with sentiment amongst people. But also, I think, you know, it's important to remember that as social distancing and our COVID restrictions are being eased, I think the threat of influenza will start to rear its head again, most likely this year.
Yeah, and many of us would have heard about getting a flu jab long before COVID was even on the horizon. Why is it still important to be getting vaccinated against influenza?
Look, it's important because, as I said before, influenza is still out there in the community. But just, it's important everyone remembers that influenza is still a really serious condition that can cause really nasty symptoms, and it can be deadly. It kills between 1,500 and 3,000 Australians every year.
And are the symptoms of the sort of, I would say, normal flu, are they very different from the COVID symptoms?
No, not really, because they're both respiratory tract infections. There's a lot of overlap between the two. So I think another important message is for everyone to make sure you're still committed to getting your COVID tests whenever you get any respiratory symptoms, because it could be COVID, it could be influenza as well.
And does the COVID vaccine protect against influenza, or are they two separate vaccines?
Two very separate vaccines and two very separate diseases caused by different viruses. So this year, as hopefully most people are now aware, we've got the COVID-19 vaccine, which is two doses, and then you've got the influenza vaccine that we've had around for a long time. Obviously, it gets updated every year with the latest strains, but it's a single dose. So important that we plan to get both of those vaccines.
And so if you do want to get both the COVID vaccine and an influenza vaccine, what's the timeline? How should you go about doing that?
Yeah, look, there's a bit to this, so I'll try and break it down. But first and foremost, it doesn't matter whether you get your flu vaccine first or your COVID vaccine first. It kind of depends on the eligibility you have for COVID-19 vaccine. So the current recommendations are, if you're in the early phases of COVID-19 vaccine, so 1A or 1B, definitely prioritise your COVID-19 vaccine. If you're in 1B, which is just kicked off recently, if you can get an appointment, go out and get your COVID-19 vaccine. Absolutely get that started, because you're going to have a 12-week gap between that and when you get your second dose. If you're in any other phase beyond 1B, so phase 2 onwards, the current recommendation is to go out and get your flu vaccine now, because it's available and it will kick in and start working before we get to the peak of the flu season, which comes in June through September in most years.
Okay, so a few things to consider this year. Brenton, thank you so much for your thoughts and tips. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
Brenton Hart, the Chief Pharmacist at TerryWhite Chemmart. Of course, if you've got any questions specific to your situation, make sure you chat with your GP on Hope 103.2.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.